In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There were two people in today's readings that came from insignificance and rose to great significance to us and for the world. John the Baptist was not really anonymous to us, because we take for granted that he and Jesus were cousins. And we remember that when the young pregnant Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumped for joy. Of course, that baby was John. There has been considerable confusion about John, primarily because of the story of his parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, an elderly and barren couple, as told in the Gospel of Luke. We hear about the angel Gabriel announcing the pregnancy to Zechariah, and then he is struck dumb and is unable to speak until he rather forcefully names his child John to fulfill what had been told by the angel. Pulling all the confusing sources together and trying to sort out a sensible story, Anglican and Roman Catholics celebrate the Nativity of John the Baptist 6 months before the Nativity of Jesus. I don't know why John grows up to pull away from the traditional life of a man of his time and to go out to live in the wilderness. We heard him described last week as wearing a wide belt and clothes of camel's hair and eating locusts and honey. I'm sure that his appearance was included so that we get the definite impression that he was a strange and very unusual itinerant preacher. But his appearance didn't make a difference and diminish his popularity. There were so many people coming to him to listen to his message of repentance and to be baptized by him in the River Jordan, that the Jews sent priests and Levites to investigate him. But John had no grand illusions about himself. He was quite clear that he was only testifying to the light that was coming in Jesus. And indeed, when Jesus comes to be baptized, John is the one who recognizes the importance of the moment. The second person who steps out of obscurity in our readings today is the mother of Jesus, Mary. It's very difficult to think of something new to say about this young woman who was chosen by God to bear his son. We all know that she was very young, described as a virginal woman. We know that the angel Gabriel appeared to her and announced that she had found favor in the sight of God, and that she would conceive a child who would be the Son of the Most High. Mary's response to this frightening possibility and possibly threatening possibility was her announcement, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." It is only when she visits Elizabeth that she utters the Magnificat. Actually, I really don't know who put those words into the mouth of Mary. The Magnificat is the canticle that we read together just a minute ago, and it is a song that is sung during the daily offices in the Episcopal Church and here in our readings today. I tried really hard to find a recording of one of the gorgeous and famous recordings of the Magnificat that might make sense to play for you today. But I really was sort of overwhelmed by the number of composers who have set Mary's words to music. I do know that recognizing the canticle as a song of joy is the only way to really appreciate the depth of Mary's commitment to her role as the mother of our Lord. I was at a social gathering not long ago, and one of the topics was our favorite and our least favorite Christmas songs. One of the women there said firmly that the top of her least favorite is the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" It was written in 1991, and it has been recorded by any number of famous artists. The lyrics are absolutely dramatic. "Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God." It's a wonderful song. It's a very pretty song. And my friend said, "Well, of course she knew. The angel Gabriel came to her and told her exactly what was going to happen." And of course, she was right. My message for today is that we shouldn't get caught up only in a kind of modern Christmas that celebrates popular and sweet sentiments, no matter how beautiful they might be. Listen to Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn." And listen to John the Baptist. He was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" And listen to Mary herself. "He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty." So the question is, who are we? Followers of this Jesus Christ whose birth we are about to celebrate? Are we going to take up the job of making the way straight for the Lord? Are we really seriously interested in the social justice issues that all of these messengers are talking about? If so, we had better pay attention to lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things. There are plenty of oppressed people that need our help, plenty of prisoners and captives that need to be released. Whether we choose to join this particular campaign will determine whether we are really ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus or are just going to sing some pleasant sounding songs and exchange gifts on the day. Amen.